Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is a Thursday morning, and for the next hour, we're going to talk Pottawatomie County Economic Development, and we have the Director of the Economic Development Corporation there in Pottawatomie County, Jack Alston, joining us here on the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a great day out there. How are things over in Pottawatomie County for you?
Well, they're really good, and I mean the economy is really good, and I'll take a few minutes and talk about it. But our unemployment rate, you know, is back down to like 2.9, and Riley County's is similar, and it's as almost as good as it was last year in like November of 2019. It's hard to do the comparisons now because, you know, we started the pandemic in March of 2020. So we compare numbers of March 2021 to 2020. It's not going to give us a full insight. But there are some important things is that January's unemployment numbers were high, but they were short-lived as the students returned to campus. You know, it dropped in Riley County from 6.3 to 3.9, and then a full point for Pottawatomie. Not as good as last year when it was 3.0 in Pottawatomie and 2.6, but we're back near that with these numbers in March. However, there's a little bit of concern because there's 600 people less in the workforce or labor force in Pottawatomie County, and an additional 1,700 in Riley County. So there's 2,300 people missing in the labor force.
How does that work?
Well, you know, it's the data collection. It could be there's some discouraged workers there. It could be in this fallout that the unemployment system is having. It's that maybe some of the people who were registering for work and are now knocked out of the system are not being counted as part of the labor force. So either you're employed or unemployed, or you're not in the system. So it could be that group of 2,300 people is not in the system, but they want to be in the system. So you can't really figure it out. I've been asking around the state, and there are a number of companies that, especially in manufacturing, that are looking for people. Now they're looking for skilled people, but you know, there's some people, Brandon, that they were that retirement age, and then the pandemic hit, and they just kind of said, let me roll over and retire. Now, that may not, of course, that's not 1,300 or 1,200 people. That might be 400 or 500, but there's people that are kind of discouraged and decided not to come back to work. But I, you know, despite the pandemic, home sales in Riley and in Pottawatomie County have increased very heavily, even during the midst of the pandemic. And home sales to date in Pottawatomie were 75 to March, you know, to March 31st year to date, and then 65 in 2020. And in Riley, they went from 168 in 2020 to 202 in Riley this year in 2021. And the home sale prices on the average have increased in Pottawatomie from 250,000 a year ago to 271,000. And in Riley County, of course, there's smaller homes in the middle of the city. They've increased the average prices from 192 to 218, almost 219. And median prices, which is in the middle, in Potawatomi have increased from 247 to 275, and in Riley from 174 and 190 to 197. So the growth in Potawatomi and in Riley is still continuing, but there's still a big gap of rental occupied housing that isn't being tapped. So, you know, the builders and developers who are thinking about rental occupied housing are hesitating or just not going through with the plans. And the building permits were, you know, for dwellings is higher, is, you know, there's 20 more building permits year to date for dwellings in Potawatomi than there was in 2020. So we've gone from 26 to 46. And that's because there's a couple more developers out there, at least one more developer that's out there pushing homes, pushing homes be built in Blue Township.
In terms of the prices there for homes, what impacts that? Why is this more expensive in Riley County than Potawatomi?
No, it's more expensive than Potawatomi.
Oh, okay.
And that's probably because of it has to do with, you know, what homes are being built. And most of the homes that are being built in Potawatomi, in other words, there's more new homes in Potawatomi, and it's the 3 or 4 bedroom, half acre plats are being developed, mostly in Blue Township. This doesn't include Wamego and St. Mary's. This is mostly Blue Township and Louisville and along Flush Road. Those are the homes that are being built, and those are the homes that are more frequently selling. So the data is showing us that, you know, there's more frequency of development and permitting in POT than Riley County, although there's still growth in Riley County, especially on the western side. The downside is there's what makes the houses less expensive on the average and the median in Riley is it's older housing stock that has been around for a while. So those homes don't sell as well as the newer homes that are, say, being built in Potawatomi and in Riley County, and in the eastern, western side of Riley County.
Okay.
So sales tax revenue is also increasing. It increased $3 million from $300,000, $1.8 million in 2021. It was $1.5 million in 2020. So you're still in the pandemic, January, February, and March of 2021, and people are buying more things. And I, you know, that's because of the big chunk of box stores on the Potawatomi side of Manhattan. So, you know, this is still, you know, kind of hard to believe from people elsewhere in Kansas that these numbers are this good. You know, we have these COVID implications starting in April 2020. So the data is going to be very hard to compare from 2020 to 2021. I mean, I'm out now and shopping and things of that nature, and going to lunch every once in a while. And I could see people out. I was in Willie's Hideout in St. George last Friday, and it was packed at lunch. So these are all good signs of people getting out, spending money. And so things will continue to increase.
Yeah, no doubt. The retail sector is certainly booming right now, it looks like, when we drive around Manhattan. Well, let's take a break here real quick. We'll come back more with Jack Alston, Pottawatomie County Economic Development, after this on KMAN.